Hey, PFF listeners, you can find us every Wednesday on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or YouTube. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music.
Brought to you by Raising Cane's, the best. We have the Raising Cane's. We get the lemonade here. Nothing better than their off-the-charts chicken fingers and addictively good cane sauce. We tell you that every week. Their chicken fingers cooked to order, served hot, fresh. Makes me mouth water just talking about it. No wonder people crave it all the time. So easy to order on their mobile app or online at RaisingCane's.com. Trust me, the best part of your day. Also, go to grad. You have no idea what to get them. The perfect gift. Raising Cane's gift card. Super easy to order online at RaisingCane's.com or go to pick it up. Get your delicious chicken while you're at it for yourself. Satisfy your Cane's fix today. There really is no other option. That is a good gift idea for a graduate. They probably love that, like college kids. Ooh, yeah. right out of college. Again, you can go get gear at RaisingCane'sGear.com. Satisfied in your Cane's fix today. Come for the chicken fingers. Stay for the sauce. Order online at RaisingCane'sGear.com. Okay, BFFs, new episode, May 24th. I'm back in New York with Bree, Josh in LA. Let's get into the headlines. We'll start. Tanner responds directly to Mads. Is this a repeat? I thought we already talked about that.
That one thing. That was just a refresher. The second thing's new.
Okay.
Okay.
So last week, Tana finally directly responds to Maz Lewis' comments about Tana switching it up on people by saying she rides for her people and that LA acquaintances make her laugh. We already talked about that. That I know we talked about. Most recently, Tana finally aired out a relationship with Maz after saying she wasn't going to. Tana said the two were never friends. She doesn't think Maz dislikes her because Tana posed with her ex and the two were never close. Tana responded to Maz. Okay. Yeah. Okay. So Tana responds to Maz.
Okay, so Tana was saying they were never close, and Mads was acting like they were very close friends.
Okay.
The last episode, we cut a pretty big conversation that we had about Mads Lewis, but I am going to respond to this once and for all. Someone commented like, love Tana, but she does switch up. Like, she switches up, blah, blah, blah. Mads and I met via social media. We probably exchanged 25 story replies or DMs, which you know how little those mean to me. I think I tried to clout farm with her and like do a paparazzi setup because that was my TikTok era and I was like, this would be funny. We had one phone call one time when I was drunk as fuck on a boat in Mexico where she explained the whole Nessa Jaden situation. This was before I knew Nessa and Jaden far better than I know her. And I was just like, yeah, girl, like you deserve the world. Like, I don't even know what I fucking said, to be honest. I was just like drunk and listening and probably wanted the gossip and whatever. We've never hung out when the sun is out. We've never hung out alone. We've never done anything together at all. I couldn't tell you anything about her. Respectfully, Mads, you don't know me well enough to know what me switching up would look like. You were never in point A for me to switch up to point B. I decided that I felt like we wouldn't be compatible as friends. I just decided to cease all. I'm not going to reply to your stories anymore. I'm not going to like talk on the phone with you. Like, I just think, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
I don't understand how that is switching up.
Because when I saw it, I was assuming that it was about you and posting like her ex-boyfriend.
24.
No, like,
she don't think that has happened. Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I believe Matt. I believe Tana right there that they weren't super close.
Yeah, they were just social media friends.
Yeah. I don't know where that, like, I don't know where that line is drawn where someone thinks they're, like, closer with somebody. I don't know. But, yeah, I totally believe everything that Tana just said.
Yeah, for sure.
Now, sticking with Tana, this was a little confusing. So I think they're joking. Was she supposed to be a guest today?
Yeah.
So how long ago was that?
I texted her yesterday, today's, I think. Today. And I was like, want to come on BFFs?
Okay.
And she was going to do it Zoom, but I was like, we'd rather have you in person with Josh. Right. But she couldn't go in person.
So Josh, what you were busting balls with here, going back and forth with her, that was just kind of a joke?
Yeah. So she texted me because I was... No. I think I texted her. I was told that we were going to have Tana here in the morning. So I texted her and I was like, yo, heard, I'm seeing you in the morning. And then she texted me back and was like, what? What do you mean? I already said that, like, I couldn't do it tomorrow. So then I FaceTimed her and I was like, oh, wow. Same old Tana, new me, huh? You're switching up on the pod. What's up with it? So I was just playing around.
Yeah, that's what I thought. Because she actually texted me, like, late. Like, I was already basically going to sleep, being like, don't clown on me. Bree asked for me to come on the podcast super late. I can't get to Josh's. I'll do it. Call in. It's like, yeah, that's not really canceling if we ask you.
Yeah,
super
she
late.
Didn't cancel.
She does seem very frightened of me.
She's terrified.
Changed, changed her life. With
yeah,
that, right?
So good. That's a good thing. And I don't rip people for no reason. Like, she deserved it when I did it. This, if we ask you like 10 seconds before, yeah, I'm not going to rip you.
Yeah,
so.
She didn't cancel.
Yeah.
She wanted that to be very clear.
Very clear.
She has some major PTS Dave.
Yeah. Like,
she's
I mean,
not coming on.
That's a good one, Josh.
Yeah. Thanks. What was the exact
I was thinking about it for a bit. I was over here like mouthing out like PTS Dave.
Yeah, this was at 10:09 p.m. last night. She's like, Dave, Brianna texted me asking me to go and be at us tomorrow morning. I responded asking if I could call instead of going to Josh's. My texts to her aren't delivering. Do you think it would be possible or do I have to go to his? I said, I think you can call in. It's all news to me. It's generally better in person, but not that huge of a deal. He said, okay, if it's confirmed, I can call. And can someone let me know so I don't get clowned on? Laugh my ass off. I said, I won't clown. It's all last minute.
Yeah, I was flying and she was texting me so much, yeah. Freaking out. She's like, what the fuck?
Like, I'm trying to go to bed. I don't give a fuck. Harry. Oh, wow. Harry Styles and Candace Swainpole are rumored to be dating. It's reported Harry Styles, 28, Candace Swainpole are getting close that they may be dating.
Oh, wow. That's a hot couple.
Candace Swainpole's number one. She's my number
Who's
one
Candace
all time.
Swainpole?
I feel like you've said that about a couple
no,
people.
No, I haven't.
You're the old,
yo,
you're
yo,
old
Dave,
number one
you
crush.
Said that so many times. You
my
can't
number
have
one all time,
number
find
ones.
The clip of who I've said number one. Maybe Kristen Kruk.
Cindy Crawford.
Bro.
But it's
Cindy Crawford.
I think it's usually Candace
I said
Swainpole.
Cindy Crawford may have been the number one supermodel
correct.
Of all time.
But Cindy, Candace Swainpole for a very long time has been Dave.
Like, wait, there was another one. Jessica.
Alba's hot.
Alba?
Candace Swainpole. Who? Jessica Biel.
That
hot.
Was Jessica
prettiest
Biel.
Prettiest person. Prettiest in person.
You've ever
prettiest
seen.
Person I've ever seen okay. in person. Candace Swainpole, yeah. If you said, hey, Dave, you have to vote the hottest woman who ever lived, that would be my vote.
Okay.
That would be who I go. She's a little bit. Older now. I think she had children and whatnot. But like I used to make, like I went through a phase where if she walked across the street, I was like making a video about her. I like yeah, one time she was supposed to be on like St. Bart's the same time I was. It's like, oh, I just got to see her.
Did you ever, you've never met her?
No, never met her.
Yeah, the no. titles are like, yeah, Candace Swainpole is a goddamn savage on the runway.
Yeah, old blogs.
Okay.
Candace Swainpole should not be allowed to show affection to other dudes not named Dave Fortnoy.
Yeah. No, she's...
So she's got to be a lot older than Harry Styles?
Yeah, she's 34.
Oh, okay. Not that much older. He's 28.
Do you know who she is, Josh?
So she's a model.
That's an understatement.
She's a Victoria's Secret model. You're
going
to
go Candace Swainpole Prime.
This is when like Victoria's Secret models were like the biggest thing in the world.
Correct. Like she was
when
like
it was like for real like
an angel.
Yeah,
I'm not even gonna get into that.
Yeah, she's
wow. Yeah,
her eyes. She wow,
is piercing blue. I'm not gonna say more before Josh's like, oh, why do you keep saying she's hot? Like, what do you got a thing? It's like I can't just you know, comment.
You appreciate her. Well, that's how I feel about
what?
Her. I would talk the
as
same way about
if herself. Dave, as if I'm the guy that like. Twists and turns words and whenever I talk about it. Whenever a girl comes up with me, you are digging, Dave. You become a minor. It's unreal.
I don't
it's like
dig
I'm
it
I think it's
I,
like
I do my job. Oh, Bree. You're
oh,
like
I'm not henchman. Doing my job.
Come well, we gotta on. Look out for each other when you're always digging at us.
Well, you two
I'm like,
are
I'm
like
cold
legitimate
and you're a
best
minor.
Friends. JR. Hey, what do you think of this? JR? It's like what?
Ah, like okay. Dallas. She calls you DP. She calls you DP.
No,
DP,
you don't.
Yeah. I call you on the show all the time.
I've never heard
that. Oh, yeah. Yeah. No, you don't. No, you don't. Yeah.
No, I say it on the show all the time. DP and JR. That's how I talk to my friends.
Okay.
Dave, we can start inviting you out to shit. Just you
I don't
want to
go.
No.
I do like to be invited. Well, then, I do not want to go, but I like, I've always said I like the ability to say no.
All right.
Man.
Damn, Jay.
No, it's like
Keo was a contestant on a dating show. Keo, sir, was a contestant on a dating show on YouTube where the contestant picks their date based on their outfit. Keo was eliminated early on. I kind of like that. You don't get to see the person, just the outfit.
Yeah, it's a cool concept, but I thought he was dating Amanda.
Oh, it's old, you mean? He did the show while
so too. He says it in the clip, too. I'm going to go back to my girlfriend.
Oh, so she definitely knew. It's
yeah,
like,
yeah. For a show. Yeah, okay.
Right. Taylor Swift's concert water for sale. I would be interested. I'm going Friday.
Oh, where?
MetLife.
Nice. Are you pumped?
I'm very excited.
What kind of seats we got?
Sweet.
Nice.
Yeah. That's where Keegs come in. Was she talking like battle plan?
Yeah. No, Kelly Keegs, our resident crazy Swifty fan who I love. I didn't realize they did this, but like what? I'm going to date myself. When I was growing up, I used to go to Little League World Series, and you have buttons, and people trade buttons at the Little League World Series. Apparently, they do this
friendship
with
bracelets.
Friendship bracelets. Yeah, so Keegs made me two. One says, is my boyfriend's song once in Savannah's going to, and the other's Karma. I made sick t-shirts.
Oh, what are they? Are you saving them?
I think you got to save them for the debut.
How sick are they?
Well, they're not sick looking, but I thought they were. I'll show you it. I thought it was ingenious.
All right.
Yeah, they all the comments saying when you said you were going to go last week were, if you see Dave, you need to give him a friendship bracelet.
Yeah.
This is the shirts I'm making.
Oh, what? I don't get to see it?
Oh, that's good.
It's good,
that's
right?
That's good, yeah. Yeah. That's good.
What am I?
Send it to Josh.
All right, I'll send it.
That's good.
Yeah.
It's simple, but yep, it's good.
Simple and to the point.
Are you and Silvana both going to wear them?
Silvana doesn't, you know, I'm a little disappointed in her work ethic for this show, if we're being honest. Like, Halloween, she starts planning, like, years in advance. Uh-huh. This, she, I keep saying, what's your outfit? Like, this is the only time I've been concerned about her outfit. And she seems just, she I'll figure care. Something out. Yeah.
Oh, Silvana. Yeah.
I have like a jean jacket being sent to me that I think I bought for like $200. It's like a girl made. Like, I don't even know if it's going to fit me. But yeah.
Well, yeah, because it's not Silvana's. Silvana, Halloween's her thing. This is your thing.
Yeah. But maybe she's making likes it about Taylor. You. I'm so bad at lyrics. I've just been like, literally, if I probably.
Oh, there was an old woman that printed out all of the lyrics.
Yeah, like that. See, I'm just consistently listening to every one of her songs.
It just has all the.
But I try only to listen to her version out of, like, you know, respect and celerity. Yeah. So I would. I'm very excited.
Yeah, congrats. It's going to be fun. But you're not bringing Keegs.
I tried. She's going anyway. Same night. Okay. Her and Fran are. I tried. Frankie has a guy who had two extra tickets to the suite. So I was going to buy them and I would have bought Keegs one, but we got them for free. Nice. So very excited.
But you would buy the rainwater?
Yeah. I think
What for?
It's just like a keepsake, like a souvenir. I wouldn't do anything with it.
All right. You should have went to Gillette one.
Yeah. I could probably just tell you, I could bottle rain in like my tap and tell you it's the rain from Taylor Swift.
Swifties don't do that though. They're like an honest group.
They have integrity.
Are they honest like that?
Yeah, they are.
The good ones.
I feel bad for them.
Have you seen the videos of people who can't get into the concerts, like outside the concerts? They're doing their own concert, listening to the concert. It's crazy.
I have seen that, but does that make them
honest? I'm sure there's. I'm sure some people have told lies, but
right.
Overall, I think it's a good group.
Well, more than the group.
I hate this microphone.
I think there's people on the outside that would take advantage of the Swifties then if they're that nice and honest.
Well, you know? If I bought it, I'd request a ticket. Show me your stub. Mm. It have to be the day that I knew it rained.
Okay. Okay.
That's fair. That's fair.
I like that.
Taylor Lautner pissed off the Swifties with Speak Now, Taylor's version. Everyone knows Taylor's version, such a baller move. She's re-recording all her songs so Scooter Braun can't profit off her sweat equity. Anyways, with Speak Now, Taylor's version on the way, Taylor Swift's ex, Taylor Lautner, posted TikTok saying he was praying for John Mayer ahead of the album's release because Speak Now is alleged to have many songs on there about John Mayer, like Dear John. Taylor Lautner is also alleged to have a song on Speak Now about him called Back to December, but he says feel safe with Taylor's version coming out. I don't really get any of this.
Yeah, that's a lot of like, I feel like we the have songs to are already decode out. Things. Yeah, doesn't everyone know all the songs already?
So. Yeah, I think so.
Oh, so maybe he's saying it again because her version's coming out?
Yeah.
Okay.
Whatever, fuck you. Australian model ghost Leonardo DiCaprio. An Australian model named Steph Claire Smith admitted that she met Leonardo in a club. He asked for her and a friend's number. She tried to play it off like she didn't have a phone working because they weren't in their home country. But her friend gave the number they were sharing. Leo texted and didn't answer. That's kind of like bullshit.
What do you mean?
Yeah, expand on that.
Well, he didn't like, I guess not bullshit. She's just telling the story of a club. He didn't really do anything wrong. He like saw a pretty girl in a club. He's like, asked for the number. Who cares?
Yeah, I think he probably just wanted to hook up.
Yeah, whatever. Like. Let's see the clip. I heard someone says she has a great accent.
Australian accents are the best.
All Australian accents are great.
And everyone from Australia is hot.
Yeah, it's crazy.
The person that was with him, I don't know if it was his assistant or friend or whatever, kind of weaved themselves through the crowd, came up to us and was like, do you want to come meet Leo? Absolutely I do.
Yeah.
He did the whole like French like double kiss on the cheek. How long are you in town? And we just kind of had that kind of chatter for like honestly probably 60 seconds. And then he was like, can I grab your number? I'd love to take you out for dinner to like some of the nicest restaurants around here. I just decided to lie. We had one of those like traveling SIM cards. So we did have a number, but I was like, oh, we don't have one. We're just here like for a couple of days. But then Melody, because she was a little bit drunk, she was like, yeah, we do. So she gave him our number. And I remember because he then messaged us and was like, this is Leo. This is the number you can contact me on. And we just went home and we were like in all sorts of giggling. Like I called my mom and like, my auntie
to me a useless
story. As I got back. But then I quickly realized. No, we never replied.
Oh, he never
I'm
replied.
Sorry. Can we just.
No, they didn't.
Oh.
But who fucking cares?
Yeah, he just didn't reply.
That coat doesn't look good on her either. If we're being honest.
Damn. Team Leo.
No, I'm just, you think that coat looked good?
That one's not my favorite coat.
Yeah.
I didn't really look at the coat. I'm going to be honest. I didn't really actually remember anything from that clip.
Yeah. Well, that's what I mean. It's like a non-existent story.
Why wouldn't you go out to dinner with Leo, though?
Just for the story.
It seems.
Yeah, I would go.
Yeah.
Just for the story. Maybe she has a husband or something, though.
Who knows?
Why do you say no to that?
I could see like people also then maybe assume things about you. They're like, who knows?
Yeah, true.
Anwar Hadid isn't happy with Dua Lipa's new man. After Dua Lipa went public with her new boyfriend, Roman Garvaris, who is a French director at Cannes Film Festival, Dua's ex and brother to Gigi and Bella Hadid, Anwar Hadid, posted cryptic Instagram stories people believe about Dua's new relationship. Anwar posted an IG story that is trying not to find that he is trying not to find him and kill him.
Oh, God. That's bizarre, huh?
A little over the top.
Trying not to find and kill him with a smiley face. That's disturbing, I think.
And
maybe.
This is the brother of
the Hadids, yeah.
Wait, and this is her ex?
Yes. Dua Lipa's ex.
Yeah, so you should just be happy she dated you because your last name's like Hadid. Like, I'm looking at this kid. He's not a good looking guy.
He's hot.
No, he isn't.
That's a bad picture.
They're he all looks bad.
Like, I mean, you can't. All the Hadids are good looking.
Not this guy.
They're all bad.
He looks like Bella.
Yeah. All right, let's look. Let's look and give him an honest.
Like he's like a model looking guy.
No, bad, no. Gross. Maybe the top right. Not gross, but no, he is not. Come on. You think that's a good
look?
Look
at that. Look
that's
at him.
A better picture. Way better.
Yeah.
That's a really good photo.
He looks
actually.
Like exactly like Bella Hadid. All right, that.
That's a way better picture. I'm being fair. So I've seen one that looks bad, one that looks good.
Well, the new blonde hair maybe is not doing
yeah,
it.
Yeah, looks like he kind of.
Yeah, but to be honest, if he looks bad there.
Yeah, I guess maybe I just only ever saw that one really. That was a really good picture of it.
So, but looks bad there. So here's the thing. I don't want to gas up Josh, but Josh is a good looking guy. It's a matter of haircut. So if you can't pull Thanks, off Dave. Every haircut, then you're not look good. Like you're not. You're not hot. You okay. don't deserve Dua Lipa. Like, I can't pull off all haircuts. So,
have you ever had long hair?
Got it. Some people don't.
No, mine goes puffs. Mine just goes, like, super puffy.
I could see with the mullet.
It would go puff. Like, it's – I'm having all sorts of hair issues lately.
Why is that?
Why, from the
Humidity, maybe? No. Mm. It's just, like, I'm in a – I've been weird. I switch haircut. Whatever. Nobody wants to hear it.
I kind of wanted to hear it.
I'm yeah, in between wrong? Haircut guys, my Miami, my local, they're cutting in it a different way where it's poofing out over here. And the gel is like, I don't like it looking super gel, but if I don't put gel in it, it puffs
too
out.
Puffy.
Yeah. So that's what I'm dealing with over here.
I hope you figure it
like
out.
You need like a pomade or something instead of a gel.
Yeah, no.
If you want it to be slick back.
Yeah, yours was getting
no,
puffy
no
too.
No gel look.
What's, yeah, I use a pomade, I think.
Well, that's good.
Yeah. Woman serves Chili's food at her wedding. A woman spent $2,000 on food for 99 guests at her wedding. Internet is tearing her up. Why? I'm sure people love that.
Yeah, drunk Chili's. Why not?
Yeah. No food at a wedding is like spectacular. I'd rather have like at the. Granted, it wasn't my food, but we had McDonald's at the end. Like you go grab a burger.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Yeah. What is this? Do we have to watch the TikTok or no? No. Okay.
I feel like we don't have to.
Man,
I hate when people tear up people for just saving money, though. I think that's like a pet peeve of mine. Like, who cares if someone wants to save money?
I just the wedding I went to in Lake Como, I know people would have gone berserk if you had like KFC. People have been loved it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because like you
that
said,
sounds like a great yeah. idea. Yeah, your shit like Chinese food buffet or something like that.
Crazy. It's kind of even better. It's like, it's fun. Yeah.
It's probably way better. Way better. Because then you can also go get a little bit of food.
Totally.
Go back, keep dancing, get drunk and shit. Instead of having to like sit down.
Yeah. Eat, like, steak. Also, Game Time, the exclusive ticketing partner of Barstool Sports, created by fans for fans, is a ticketing app that makes it easier than ever to score last-minute deals and tickets to sports, concerts, shows. They guarantee the lowest price. I saw the girl who won the Taylor Swift. She was, like, so excited. She said it was the best day of her life. So, shout out Game Time for that. Obviously, there's tons of concerts. I'm going to Taylor on Friday, Big Ed Drake, 21 Savage, Luke Bryan, Chance the Rapper, sporting events, Mets, Yankees, Red Sox, whatever. It's all possible with Game Time app. The biggest last-minute price drops can be found on seats you thought you could never buy. Purchase process takes just 2 taps, 10 seconds. Once you buy your tickets, they're delivered directly to your phone. No printer needed. The app also allows you to easily share tickets with friends via text so you can get into the game seamlessly. Skip the hassle. Enjoy the moment. Download the Game Time app or go to the website. Enter your email. Redeem code BFF for $20 off your first purchase. Terms apply. Again, download the Game Time app or go to barstool.link/gametimeapp. barstool.link/gametimeapp. Enter your email. Redeem code BFF for $20 off your first purchase. Terms apply. A man shot in the ass for taking a Hot Pocket. A 64-year-old man in Louisiana was arrested for shooting his roommate in the ass for stealing his last Hot Pocket. That's just Louisiana being Louisiana.
Hey, man, Hot Pockets are delicious.
Roommate in the ass?
Hot Pockets are delicious. Sometimes.
Oh, I think they're gross. Montana bans TikTok. The governor of Montana, Greg Gianfonte, has banned TikTok from operating within the state lines of Montana starting January 1, 2024. Anyone or app store found violating the ban will face $10,000 fine. Like if someone just sees you on TikTok,
what?
I feel like that's like
the cap is like law. They don't know how they're gonna fully enforce it. Like they're still trying to figure out, but they think they'll be like sued before then. Who knows?
Why Montana? What the hell? It's so random.
Huh. They're just Montana's known for being a progressive place. Oh, you know, they just really ahead of the curve always. So they were like, let's be the first to ban TikTok.
I wonder if that will even happen, though. Never happens.
OnlyFans model's number one fan is her stepdad. An OnlyFans model named Talia Madison revealed that she found out her stepdad spent $2,000 on custom content, like asking her daily what kind of underwear she was wearing. That's tough.
That's gross.
Yeah.
Well, how do you ever look at him?
Find it out.
But at the same time, this family's totally fucked because she posted it. So,
I was going to say, do you think you can keep that in-house?
Or it's like a gimmick to get publicity and get OnlyFans. Because if you were truly bothered, you would not, I assume, go public with this.
Yeah, do that to your mother.
Right.
Yeah.
So this sounds like a PR stunt.
The marriage is over now.
Yeah, PR. What?
The marriage between us.
Also is ruined.
Mom is over now.
Oh, it's over.
It because of this?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh.
Oh.
Interesting.
Crazy.
Maybe, yeah, that's why she went public, because she's like, well, they ended the marriage.
And then you get OnlyFans. Yeah, that's crazy.
Get way more subs probably because, like, I don't know, there's some freaks out there that would think
100%.
That's like,
I'm a and sub. Just anytime an OnlyFans girl can get her names in the news, shout out to OnlyStans. That's
winning.
Good. Yeah, you get stubs, subs. Mm-hmm. We already put this. YouTube crashes plane for views.
What?
That was on last.
We didn't talk about it.
Yeah.
We just put a couple things on from last week.
So you think that I...
No, we just had.
So I'm curious. You thought it was so good, even though I skipped over it last week, that you're just going to put it back on.
A normal headline, yes, but with the interview that we had, you just skipped a ton of stuff because you were like, Trixie's not going to want to talk about this.
Got it. Well, I'm skipping it again.
That's fine.
The dickhead thing to do to crash a plane. I'm skipping Spears again. Johnny Depp goes viral for rotting teeth. The Bachelor for senior citizens. City Sweeney engagement ring. Fake engagement ring? Real engagement ring?
Probably real.
Yeah, haven't they been engaged, though?
Who?
Yeah, they've been engaged.
Yeah, she's been
boyfriend.
Engaged to this guy.
That's why it was the whole big thing when she was doing the movie with the other guy, and everyone was like...
She was, like, crying on live, saying to respect her privacy and stuff.
Huh.
Yeah.
Okay. Man tries to pick up Kanye West's wife. A video is going viral. A man recording himself trying to pick up Kanye's wife, Bianca Censori, at the mall. I forgot he was married, to be honest.
That's crazy. She looks like Dixie in that picture.
Oh, what happened with you? There hasn't been much news with Josh and Dixie lately.
I know.
You know what's really weird is like, let's cut back about 30 minutes. When Dave was like, Josh is probably going to be like, oh, you think she's hot? You think she's hot? And then I was like, Dave, whenever there's like a girl with me, you always like to dig at it.
Well, that's not, like, I wouldn't say that we were the lead story on you and Dixie. Like, well, here's the thing, though. This show is like about you and your like
your love life,
compadres. It's like your era. We talk about the you, like 19 to 25, like not your my crew, people. Yeah, yeah, right. Yeah. Dixie's why super famous. Talk?
I thought the whole idea of the podcast was us, you know, bridging the gaps of two generations here.
So. Well, yeah. This we're is only Kanye. Bridging one Kanye gap. Kanye is like older and he's wearing like knee pads and stuff. I just. It's a natural question. If Bree is like, this looks like Dixie. I'm like, oh,
what Dixie? Yeah,
I think that's
we haven't talked about Dixie in a while. Anything?
So, what do you guys want to talk about?
Are you dating her?
What? No.
Were you dating her?
Unknown. This. No, we never dated.
Okay.
We never dated.
Let's watch this video of. I do not think this looks like Dixie, by the way.
Yeah, I don't really think so either.
Dyed it again.
Today?
No, I cut it like 3 weeks ago, and then I just dyed
what
it.
What color
again
is
today.
It?
It's like white, but originally.
I don't get this. Why is the guy recording?
Now it's white. What?
Originally, it was
super weird.
Brown. Yeah, she's sexy. My name new.
Thank you.
Nice to meet you. You from LA?
What the hell?
Oh, okay.
Yo, you sexy. Shit,
man. Where are you from?
Chicago.
Nice.
Yeah, and you got gold. Good eye contact.
Yeah. Are you just shopping around?
Yeah. Yeah. You?
Yeah, it's the same.
It's
just a pair of shorts I wanted to see.
Yeah, I get your number.
I'm married.
This is like fake or something.
What do you mean? Like from the guy?
Like imagine if a guy just came up to you and started hitting on you recording. With a camera in your face.
And I'm wondering if it was discreet.
Yeah, it was a discreet one, but they think that he obviously knew that that was Kanye's wife and was trying to go viral.
100%.
Yeah, of course, yeah. Of course.
100%.
What, did he have a camera on his glasses or something? How do you discreet that? I don't know. That was crazy.
That was, yeah.
Maybe he had the Snapchat glasses.
You don't, if you're actually interested in a woman, you don't do that.
Yeah.
$8,000 couch.
What, Bri, you're telling me, Bri, a guy comes up to you while you're shopping and goes, hey, yo, you sexy.
With a camera in your face, though.
that doesn't get it going for you?
Yeah, no, I'd be super pumped, man.
With the camera, I'd call the cops.
Yeah, run that. She was like kind of too into it, too.
That's what people were saying as well.
Yeah. But if
I don't
you,
know. I think it's like you're trying to like,
what's
it's
she
a
being
weird
nice
social interaction.
If there's a camera on.
Well, she didn't know it was a camera. It was like on his glasses.
Oh, actually, I didn't think she was overly nice. Like
she literally said, I'm married.
Yeah, right.
She was like, I'm married.
$8,000 couch on New York street goes viral. Woman goes viral after taking $8,000 couch off the streets in New York. People are criticizing the woman, saying if someone's trying to get rid of $8,000, something must be wrong with it. Taking things off New York streets is gross. Well, this was my first business idea I've ever had. Next,
what?
It was a moving company. Like this is, I had three ideas. I've told this when I started Barstool. It was this, some like athletic scouting company, or I believe it was called, what was the name of my company? Whatever. But I thought you should just go around. You got to remember the time. It was kind of pre-internet. Like eBay was just starting and shit. But if you went around to college campuses or cities on move-out days with trucks, grabbed all the furniture, warehoused it, it's all free, and then sold it online.
Sounds like some Gary Vee shit.
That was one of the ideas. So I would not say it's gross. College kids do that all
no.
the time.
And if there's someone buying an $8,000 couch, though.
No, I don't think that's different.
No, people find awesome stuff on New York. There's a whole like Instagram, stupid New York City. People throw away great shit. Everyone's like rich here.
Yep. Damn. I just moved out of my house in Miami that I was renting. And I mean, I left so much
rich stuff people
in
just
the house.
Leave stuff yeah. and then take it.
And expect in our world, too, to be honest, we get so much shit sent. It's like if you kept it all, you'd be in a hoarder situation.
Yeah.
So I give it most of it to Goodwill.
Did you move to the like house you built?
No, there? that'll be dead first, actually.
It honestly seems like
it. Seems no, like will. It, dude. I keep being told, hey, like
I'll
I ask
dead.
You every once in a while and you'll be like, yeah, it's in like, you know, like 4 months, I think yeah. we'll be in there.
Why?
In
what is the hold we'll up?
In there.
I don't really know. I get different answers every time. It 2 months now, but no, I'm back east. I'll be dead before I'm in the house. Billy McFarland secured funding for future ventures. Who cares? Topgolf for basketball. Okay.
That's kind of fun.
Yeah, I guess. A little too sweaty in a way. KSI knocks out a guy with his elbow. Who cares?
All right, guys, quick commercial break. You can face the intensity with Takis, the most intense snack ever. So Takis makes the best and most intense snacks like the Takis Waves, Kettles, Hot Nuts, Takis Sticks, Takis Pops, and Takis Rolls. And for people who still want the intensity without the spice, you must try their Intense Nacho, the first non-spicy Taki flavor. Insanely cheesy, but still super intense. These ones are my favorite. They're so good. So Taki snacks are perfect snack for any occasion. Road trips, gaming, watching TV, chilling, hanging out with friends. No matter what you're doing, having Taki snacks on hand makes the day so much more. And like I said, there's a snack for everyone, even if you don't want the spice, and they're still super intense. So you can try Takis today, face the intensity. Try Takis today and face the intensity.
All right, BFF's corner. Brie and Grace went to EDC over the weekend for Pirate Water and a haircut on fire. I believe that I said you before did. We walked in, I saw O'Malley walk like I was going downstairs, the elevators opened, and I mean, she just looked like a bag of trash. Like O'Malley.
Whoa.
Couldn't
like in the
worse.
In the nicest way, she looked like a bag of trash.
She looked homeless. She okay. looked maybe like she should go to the hospital. Like it was like maybe, I mean, it was a scene. Like I didn't even recognize. I'm like, who the fuck is this person? And I was like, oh hey O'Malley, looking good.
Okay, to be fair, we got in at like 2 a.m. last night, and she was wearing her ED shit.
She EDC had like shit. Some bedazzled hat, big shades. Like it.
It damn. Was kind of a bit. It was kind
yeah,
of a
it
bit.
It was something.
Yeah.
Did you actually tell her she looked good? Did you feed her false confidence, or did you not say?
No,
that?
I said.
But she knew. She
yeah,
knew.
I go, oh, hey, O'Malley. She goes, I can't believe you were here. She's like, I can't believe you're who I saw when
she
the
was like, I
opened.
Can't believe that's who fucking yeah. sees me like this.
Yeah, she says, like, I didn't want to see you here right now. It's like something that, I mean, she looked awful.
Right.
Like, yeah, you'll see in the Plan Brie episode.
I'm sure I will. And what I was surprised too, Dave, when I saw you. I was surprised too when I saw you on the screen with Brie.
Yeah,
I feel
we
like
didn't
you
know.
Been in
yeah.
the office.
Yeah, I'm not here
BFFs
often, and
forever.
I wasn't expecting that to roll out of the elevator. It's like, all right, I think you got the wrong floor. What do you mean your hair caught on fire?
A firework landed on my head, and my hair was up in flames. It was actually terrifying.
How did it get out?
Grace and Hannah beat it out of me, and then I had to stop, drop, and roll.
Oh, wow. Were yeah. you fucked up?
Wait. Like,
no, I was there for 10 minutes.
Oh, wow.
But it, night went on.
Did the firework...
It, like, or went up. You know like... how there's, like, ashes that come down? I got the one ash, and my hair blew up. I'm just glad my face
Do you think
didn't,
it was
like,
just, like,
off.
You had, like, a lot of, like, hairspray or something in your hair? And that's
I said I'm glad I wasn't wearing hairspray, because I probably... My face would have melted off.
Huh.
Yeah. Man. Was, like, how do you still have hair right now? How do you have hair right now?
There's
all
like chunks
fire?
Missing out of my extensions. All my hair is like fake anyway, okay. So it wasn't that big of a deal to me.
Right.
Yeah.
Outside of getting hurt. You guys had the Project Verified finale. The winner was Noah, so he gets $25,000, right? Is that what he won?
Yeah, that was yeah. it.
So what does he do now? Like, what's his next step?
I think he wants to get into like more real reality TV and stuff. It's like his biggest dream. But wow. Everyone thinks it was rigged because it was our friend that won the show. So it was tough. And we had them vote for it. And when you could see it when Noah wins. I love him. I'm so glad he won. But I was so mad that he won because I knew what the comments were going to be.
Well, controversy never hurt, I guess.
Yeah.
Nah.
Josh, you want to date Gabby? Josh revealed on Bree's podcast that he'd like to date Gabby Morrow, who he was hanging out with last month.
Whoa. I said that she was a really cool girl.
I think
like
he might have said he went on a
where
date.
Where goes with her.
I'm just reading what it said. It says this.
I think
says
I
Josh
said. I think I said. Oh, fuck. There's a clip. Let's see what it says. Not yet. Confident man.
Wait, so is this your girl?
Well, not yet.
You trying to make it your girl?
I her feel your like girl, there's a it? Little bit of a... There's a, you know, we texting.
Yeah.
I had to download WhatsApp to text her.
Oh, shit. She's one of those exotic girls.
One of those special girls. Yeah.
But, it's like, she's also the only person I have on WhatsApp.
Oh, you know what I mean?
So it's like, hey, wait, what's happened? Nobody else.
Nobody else. Because she knows what's up. Like, she hit me with, like, a little what's bit of, up? Like, a, I know you be getting with everyone kind of thing.
She
and
knows.
I was like,
she
I
knows.
Was like, damn, like,
everyone.
One, I don't know how to get out of this. I don't know how to get out of this. Secondly, everyone, that's physically impossible. But then I realized, like, I'm arguing semantics with someone that, like, you know.
Well, everyone wants to get with her. So she's 100%. Just like, that's why she's just, I mean, like, I'm not like, playing your shit.
Jay.
Yeah.
She's like, so I could have any man I want.
She's kind of being like, hey, like, I need to see the effort. You know?
You don't say you go on a date with her.
As she should, 100%.
Are we going to watch 100%. The whole episode?
Yeah, I know. This is a long clip.
No, I wouldn't say that he just into her. I don't know if it's a direct quote. But then below it says, unfortunately for Josh, Gabby is talking to somebody else.
Oh, Josh.
This looks like Tom from MySpace.
Hey, guys.
Who is this guy? Do you know who this is, Josh?
The game of love, it's a race. You know what I'm saying?
You didn't
There's
get
other
there
competitors. There's
so
other
what
competitors.
Is it? I don't. What are these things?
Hey. I don't know if I didn't get there fast enough, all right? I don't know if I didn't get there fast enough. Actually, I was, like, invited to go surprise her at the airport tomorrow and go, like, pick her up. So they were, like, trying to organize me to go pick her up.
What do you mean
I can't go.
Invited? What does that mean?
I can't go. The whole, like, her friends are trying to, like, text me and be like, hey, like, come, like, pick her up at the airport tomorrow. That'd be, like, mad cute and, like, be a surprise. I was like, okay, I'll try. But tomorrow I have a shoot day for my
Okay, so, I mean, you must like her if you are contemplating going to pick her up at the airport.
That's true. If you pick someone up at LAX, they kind of owe you their life.
Yeah. To be cute.
I think we've talked
That's
about that before.
Good point. That's thing. A good point. Picking someone up at LAX is hell on earth.
Yeah, well, you're not going, so you don't like her that much.
Yeah.
Josh, Bree, and Grace talked about BFFs going to a basketball game together in the future, huh? Interesting.
Wait, what?
That's what it says. Future basketball game trip for the BFFs.
Okay.
Oh, ooh. I think this is when Theo...
Oh, Barbados.
Oh, on Theo's pod today, he was like, why don't you have Dave take you to the Celtics? I was like,
you and Dave, I said, courtside.
What?
Instead of his mother.
I was like, what are you, crazy? He's like, what do you mean? Why wouldn't you guys go to the Celtics together? I was like, you're insane. What would I talk to him about? He's like,
you don't think you could sit down at a basketball game with Dave and talk
I think
to
you
him
could
much?
Shoot. No, I totally could, but like that would never, there's not a world where me and Dave would go
also,
to
Also, it's just like, know, people would take that the wrong way.
There's
a lot of guys.
I would never take Bree to a basketball game. I mean, you don't, like, I won't take Silvana recently because she won't root for the Celtics. So it's like, she's changed and guaranteed, if there is another game in Boston. But yeah, you have to be a Celtics fan or I won't go with you.
Yeah,
so.
That's why I was like, there's no world where me and Dave go to a Celtics game.
Yeah. What about me, Dave?
No, probably not. Same. It's like, if it was a meaningless game, playoff games, Silvana's the one who sort of gets a pass, but I still make her guarantee she's going to root for the Celtics. Fan questions? I guess we can do like two. We probably have time, right?
Yeah.
I guess.
All right, we got a bunch. Let's see. Is BFFs going to continue when Dave's contract with Barstool is up?
Well, that's down the road. I have no idea.
How far along?
20 months I've left on my contract.
That's a long time.
I think a better question is whether it'll continue when I'm like, I don't want to do this anymore.
I think that's what they're asking more is like, if
that's a them question. Because at some level, it's like, I am getting old talking about, like, you know, Mads Lewis is a little weird.
Yeah. Maybe we'd have to find a third BFF.
A third. Who would you guys get?
Damn. Do you think it would have to be someone in Barstool or we could get?
No, you could get anybody.
Oh, I don't know. Who would we want, Josh?
I don't know. Maybe we should hold auditions.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Would you try to get like the right person? Or
I think
you
have to.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. To fill it out.
Like we'll just get like someone simple like Ryan Reynolds or something like that.
Yeah, that's easy. Yeah. Okay. What was each of your first job? Did Josh even have one?
Josh definitely didn't have one.
I worked at a fast food place called Castle Island.
No, I'm sure Josh did have one. What did you have, Josh? No?
I didn't have, like, a real one. I did yard work.
Yeah, that don't count. Right. So I
don't
I,
count.
I,
that's hard labor.
Paper was pretty traditional, but the first one I was, like, a custodian at, like, a cemetery. Like, I go weed whack the stones.
Oh, wow.
And stuff.
How old were you?
High school.
I feel like that's an old man's job.
It was with, like, the town, our, like, public works.
Oh, cool. Yeah.
Was that kind of spooky?
No, because you were there during the day, not night. It was more sad. You'd be there for funerals. I used to like pretend
like,
to break my weed whacker so I wouldn't have to work.
So not to like laugh at the dead or nothing, but you're at the graveyard and someone's having a funeral and you're just at like the cemetery beside it, just
yeah, well, no, you know, like what part of the cemetery is like, yeah, well, you know what type of part was being used and you'd stay away, and occasionally you'd actually like have to help if they're really old people, like carry the casket and stuff.
Oh, that's tough. Yeah, job.
Yeah. Yeah. Have you guys ever seen coffin fails or no?
No, that's a thing.
That's a,
just like dead people falling out of coffins.
Yeah, that's like a YouTube series. What? Like
dark internet, deep web.
Coffin
fails. I don't want to see coffin fails. It's horrible.
No, you do. You do. It's so funny, guys. It's Tim Robinson.
Oh, it's not real.
All right, it's not real. It's not okay. Real. It's Tim right. Robinson, and it's in a.
I've seen those. The GIF there.
Yeah, the meme.
All right.
Want another question?
Sure, we'll do one more.
Wait, are we watching?
Okay. I know that music for sure. I know what it is.
Would Josh ever move to New York?
Hey, did you put that question in, Brie?
Maybe.
Why are you trying to get him? I thought you wanted to move to LA.
I know, but he's the rich one. So I'm like, it makes more sense for him to move here.
Got it.
Because he could be bi-coastal.
Got it.
Well, I'm kind of in the process of looking to like buy a house in LA right now, finally, because I got my credit all situated. But yeah, I guess I would consider it. Yeah. Especially for Bree and Grace. So.
Woohoo. All right, cool.
All right. So there it is. That's the podcast. All right.
Josh, you didn't show your mug. I don't know if you want to.
Oh, damn it.
Yeah. Mug.
Guys, look at how sick this mug is.
We can't really see. What does it say? No. You have to tell us.
Can you see it now?
It's a cat.
Is it
an owl?
Oh, there's a coffee pot on it.
It's a coffee, yeah. Coffee mug.
And then, do you see what it says?
No, we can't read that far.
Oh my goodness. Y'all are getting old.
Addicted to pot.
Got nice. It. Like a triple good. Entente.
Get it?
Yeah.
Because like pot, coffee pot.
I got it.
That was good.
Oh, right. I was just making sure. I don't think you got the Stan Lee one, so. You would have laughed way harder if you got it.
I didn't see it. I've actually just been pretending to see your mugs every week. I can't see them that far.
Yo, this is a preview of the pod when Dave's gone. This is a preview of the pod when Dave's gone. It's just me and Bree.
Yeah, this is just going to be me and Josh.
This is the new
looking
BFS.
For an old man to fill his seat. I don't know who it'll be.
Ryan Reynolds.
Maybe it'll be actually, Buddy.
Yeah, he was happy about that when he heard Ryan
Reynolds. Ryan Reynolds,
that would be like a...
Yeah. That's easy.
That's it. Yeah, I'll just hit him up.
Yeah, go hit him up after this, okay?
You know what I'm saying? I'll just hit him up.
You're both Canadian.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. True.
Bree, watch Rise of the Guardians, or I'm literally going to fucking...
I am tonight. It wasn't downloadable.
Right.
Okay, bye. I'll report back tomorrow.
Okay, report back.
Okay, bye.